Welcome in. In this lesson, we're dialing in one of the most important jungle and old-school DnB skills, saturating a Ri so it hits like a truck, but still rolls clean with the drums. The big idea it is simple. A Ri is doing two jobs at once. The sub is your authority, that stable low-end pressure. The mids are the attitude, the swirl, the growl, the thing you can actually hear on smaller speakers. Saturation is how we make the mids feel denser and louder without just turning the bass up. But if you saturate the wrong part, you smear the sub, the phase starts wobbling, and your big bass turns into a weak blur on a proper rig. So today we're doing it the pro way. Split the Ri into sub and mid duties. Saturate the mid with control. Keep the sub clean and mono. Then glue it together on a bus and sidechain it so it breathes around the kick like classic rollers. Let's set the context first. Because saturation reacts to musical timing and level. Set your tempo somewhere in that jungle to old school DnB pocket, about 165 to 172 BPM. Pick a key. F minor and G minor are classic for a reason. Now build a simple drum foundation so you're not designing bass in a vacuum. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Then add a couple of shuffled hats and maybe a ghost snare so the groove actually moves. Now program a basic Ri pattern. Think in 8th notes or 16ths with a few longer holds. A nice classic example is F1 for an 8th, a rest, then F1 for a 16th, G1 for a 16th, back to F1 for an 8th. The reason I'm being picky about this is that saturation and compression behave totally differently on short stabs versus long notes. We want the bass to roll, not flatten. Cool. Now let's make a Ri source. You can do this with stock synths. Option 1. Operator, fast and gritty. Drop operator on a MIDI track. Set oscillator A to a saw. Turn on oscillator B as a saw as well, and attune it slightly, like plus 8 to plus 18 cents. If you're using multiple voices or spread, keep it subtle. We're going to enforce mono where it matters later. Then enable the filter. Go for an LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz so it's not painfully bright. Add a little filter drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB. That tiny bit of pre-drive can help the saturation later feel more connected. Option 2. Wave eatable, cleaner and super controllable. Use basic shapes, saw wave, two voices, small unison amount. Oscillator 2 also saw, to tune it slightly. Filter MS2 or LP24, mild drive. Same goal. Enough harmonics to work with, but not a fizz machine. Now the key move. Split into sub and mid layers. Duplicate the track. Name one Ri SUB, the other Ri MID. Same MIDI, same rhythm, because we want them to speak like one instrument. On the SUB track, simplify the synth. Ideally use a sine or a triangle in operator, or a sine in wavetable. We want stable fundamentals, not character. Then add EQ8. Low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. If you need it tight, use a steeper slope. The mission is, everything above that gets out. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Fully mono. Trim the gain so it's stable and not overloading anything. And a hard rule, don't heavily saturate this sublayer. In jungle and DnB, the sub is sacred. If you distort it, it can actually feel quieter on big systems because the fundamental loses stability and the phase gets messy. Now on the MID track, add EQ8 first and high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, again with a 24 or 48 dB slope. This is not optional. This is how we stop distortion from messing up the fundamental. You're basically saying, distortion, you can have the character band, but you're not touching the subs. At this point we've separated duties. SUB equals weight, MID equals character. Now let's build a controlled mid-saturation chain using stock Ableton devices. A reliable order is, saturator, then optional auto filter for movement, then glue compressor to tame peaks, then EQ8 to shape after distortion, then utility for stereo discipline. First up, saturator on the MID track, pick a mode. Analog clip is classic and a bit more aggressive. Soft sine is smoother and sometimes more round. Start with drive around plus 6 dB, and keep soft clip on. Turn color on as well. Set the color base around 200 to 400 Hz. And depth around 1.5 to 4, dry slash wet, start around 80%. Now, teacher moment, do not trust your ears if it's louder. Level match. Here's a fast grown-up method. Put a utility after the saturator and use it to pull the level down roughly the same amount you drove in. If you add it plus 6 dB of drive, pull utility down about minus 6 dB. Even better, map that utility gain to a macro called match so you can slash B instantly without loudness tricking you. When you level match, you'll actually hear what the saturation is doing, thickness, presence, and that readability on small speakers. What are you listening for? The reese should feel denser and more present even when it's not super loud. It should start speaking in the 150 to 800 Hz zone, that crunchy jungle bite, without turning into a harsh wasp nest up top. Next, add movement, subtle and old school. Drop auto filter after saturator. Try LP12 or a band pass if you want more talk. Put the cutoff somewhere between 400 Hz and 2K Hz, depending on how bright your patch is. Use the LFO at a musical rate like 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount modest, like 5 to 15%. If you're layering and things feel like they're fighting, try flipping LFO phase to 180 degrees just to change how the movement lines up. The point is, you want motion that feels alive, not a modern OTT wobble. Think swirl, not screaming robot. Now control the saturation spikes. Add glue compressor after auto filter. Set attack between 3 and 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Bring the threshold down until you're seeding about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud notes. Leave makeup off and set output manually. This step is what makes the bass roll consistently. Saturation can create random peaks, and those peaks can steal headroom and mess with your groove. Glue just sits them down. Advanced variation if you want less pumping, increase the attack to 10 to 30 milliseconds and aim for only 1 to 2 dB reduction. That lets the front edge speak and keeps the growl animated, but still stops the surprise spikes. Next, EQ after saturation. Drop EQ 8 after glue. If it's muddy, do a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If you want more bark, try a gentle boost around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. If it's harsh, dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And for old school vibes, you usually don't need super airy top on a bass, so consider low passing around 8 to 12 kHz. Another teacher trick, saturation is basically an EQ shift, not just grit. If your low mids inflate after adding drive, you don't always need to carve them out with EQ. Sometimes it's cleaner to shift the saturator color bass upward, like from 300 to 500 Hz. So you're exciting the growl region instead of the mod region. That can instantly tighten the bass without making it feel echoed. Now utility on the MID. This is where we keep the club mono zone boring. Anything below about 120 to 150 Hz should behave like one speaker. If your mid layer has stereo unison, use utility's bass mono. Turn it on at around 150 Hz as a starting point. You can still have width higher up, but you want the punchy low mids to stay centered so the bass doesn't vanish in mono. And while you're working, keep an eye on the sub behavior. Put spectrum on the bass bus later, set it to block, and use a longer averaging time. If the 40 to 80 Hz region looks like it's wobbling note to note after your processing, that's a sign you're distorting too low, widening too low, or your layers aren't cooperating. Now, if you want this workflow in one neat device instead of two tracks, you can build a rack. Select your mid processing devices and group them, Command or Control G. Then inside the audio effect rack, create two chains, a LOW chain and a MID chain. Put EQ 8 at the start of each. LOW chain gets a low pass around 120 Hz. MID chain gets a high pass around 120 Hz. Put saturation only on the MID chain. Put utility on the LOW chain with width at 0%. Now you have one macro-controlled rack that keeps your gain staging consistent and makes the whole system faster to mix. Next up, glue sub and mid together. Group the SUB and MID tracks into a bass bus. On the bass bus, add EQ 8 for gentle cleanup. If it feels boxy as a group, a tiny dip around 250 Hz can help. Then add a very light saturator on the bus. We're talking plus 1 to plus 3 dB drive, soft clip-on. This is glue, not destruction. Finally, a limiter if you want a safety net. Ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. Don't slam it, you're just catching weird peaks. Now we make it roll with sidechain. Classic DNB bass is breathing around drums. Put a compressor or glue on the bass bus and enable sidechain. Set the input to your kick, sometimes kick plus snare depending on your pattern. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack fast, like 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds and tune it to the groove. Lower the threshold until you get about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, you want space, not obvious pumping. Advanced variation that often feels more old school. Sidechain only the SUB layer harder, not the full bus. The sub ducks so the kick is clean, but the mid grit stays more consistent, which helps the bass line stay audible on smaller speakers without the entire bass disappearing every kick. Now a quick arrangement pass, because this is where it starts sounding like records. For the intro, filter the MID down and keep the SUB minimal. On the drop, bring the full system in and automate tiny changes. A great move is to automate the MID saturator drive up by 1 to 2 dB on key phrases, like the last two bars of an 8-bar section. Another classic, mute the SUB for 1 bar before the drop, then slam it back in. It feels heavier without actually being louder. You can also do call and response without changing notes. Keep the same MIDI for 2 bars, but alternate processing. Bar A is darker, lower filter cutoff, less drive. Bar B is brighter, slightly higher cutoff, plus 1 dB drive. That's super DJ friendly and very old school. Variation through tone, not complexity. If your snare is losing crack, here's a surgical trick. Make a little hole in the Reese mids around 180 to 250 Hz only on snare hits. You can automate a narrow EQ dip on the MID layer just for those moments. It clears space for the snare body without thinning the bass line all the time. Let's cover the common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. Mistake 1. Saturating the sub. That's how you get blurry low end that collapses in clubs. Mistake 2. Forgetting to high pass before saturating the mid. That's how you destabilize your fundamental. Mistake 3. Ignoring gain staging. If it's louder, you'll think it's better. Level match or you're guessing. Mistake 4. Too much stereo in the 120 to 250 zone. Wide low mids can disappear in mono. Mistake 5. Overcompressing after saturation. That kills the roll and turns your bass into a flat slab. Now a quick 15-minute practice loop to lock this in.